Back in 1974, daredevil Evel Knievel attempted to jump the Snake River Canyon near Twin Falls in a steam-powered rocket. He ended up falling safely into the canyon when his parachute deployed early. This weekend, another professional stuntman will try to make the jump in a rocket built by the son of the man who designed Knievel's vessel. But the plan, which has been in the works for several years now, has stirred up some bad memories of biker gangs that followed Knievel to Twin Falls and terrorized some locals. Michelle Matthews is covering the story for the Twin Falls Times News. She was also a senior in high school back in 1974 and was there when Knievel made his jump attempt. Though she told our Adam Cotterell she didn't have the best view.
There were easily 15,000 people there at the site. So those of us locals who, you know, had a life and just came at the appointed time, we were left to wander around finding a spot. What our experience was basically listening to the radio. Kelly Klass was on the radio announcing the jump. It started about 20 minutes late. And he was kind of just making up stuff on the radio, trying to keep everyone tuned in. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, there he goes. Then all of a sudden it was over, just that fast.
Could you tell what was happening? Could you see, oh, he is not making it to the other side. He's going down.
Yeah. Instead of doing this arc in the sky, like we anticipated, he didn't go as high as he needed to. We could tell that. Then he just kind of fell backwards. So we knew that was not planned.
There are a lot of stories about what happened in Twin Falls during and after that attempt, stories of crime sometimes bordering on anarchy. As a student of history, what can you say for sure actually happened?
You know, since covering this, I've done some research, and yes, a lot of this is true, these stories that you hear. There were some rather odd things. Some of the bikers took over the Twin Falls Police Department, and officers had to clear them out and take control again. Oh, and the other good one is the bikers hijacked a fire truck, and the police were chasing it down the road. One woman I interviewed, I think she's 101 now, she told me she had hippies camping on her property. She couldn't get them off. They would urinate in her lawn.
Several years ago, I stopped at the visitor center at the edge of the canyon in Twin Falls. This was the old one before you built the beautiful new one that you've got there.
Right.
And there was an older man there, a volunteer, I think. And I asked him, wasn't this near where Evel Knievel attempted to jump the canyon? And he said, I'm glad you used the word attempted. And he launched into a speech about how terrible that whole thing was for the city. And that was the first time I learned that there was this resentment in the area for Knievel and the whole episode. In your experience, what's been the attitude of Twin Falls residents in these intervening decades?
People are still very bitter about it. Eddie Braun, who's doing this jump here this weekend, at a press conference, he said that that lingering attitude has been one of the largest obstacles to his own jump. He has been met with resistance all the way around. A lot of people here are not even interested in Eddie's jump because of Evel Knievel's failed attempt and the aftermath from that.
When was the first time that someone suggested trying again?
Actually, about 20 years after the failed jump in 94, there was kind of a 20th anniversary coverage, basically, in the newspaper. There was talk about whether or not to invite someone to try it again.
Didn't Evel Knievel's son, Robbie, suggest that he would do it sometime in the 90s?
He did, and maybe just because of the Knievel name, his was not welcomed. Scott Truax, whose dad was the designer of the original Sky Cycle, has been working on this since about 2008. And he moved here. He pretty much has devoted his life to make this happen in order to cure history, is what he calls it. He wanted to prove that his dad's rocket design was capable of making that jump.
How do people see the event this weekend? Is it welcomed, dreaded, a little of both?
I wouldn't say that people are dreading anything because they know that, you know, it's a different time. We don't have gangs of bikers, you know, roaming like that. I don't know. People, I don't think they necessarily understand it. honestly, a lot of people are like, why would you do that? Why would you risk your life for this?
Are any locals going to be able to see it?
Probably only by luck. IESP is patrolling the highway, and they're going to make sure that no one parks on the road or in the right-of-way, and certainly not on private property. So there's no viewing point unless you actually live around there. But they don't have a scheduled launch time. They have really no idea what time all the conditions are going to come together and say go.
That was reporter Michelle Matthews of the Twin Falls Times News. She spoke with our Adam Cotterell. Matthews has been covering the lead-up to Eddie Braun's planned attempt this weekend to jump the Snake River Canyon.